Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly, deep breath. In and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again, then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. Enjoying the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flow behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath, in and out. as you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart. Once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy. And let's take another deep dragon breath. In and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again. This time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly. In and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream. And let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The New Project. A light bulb clicked on in Ellie the excavator's garage. She blinked and rumbled her engine, feeling a little surprised to be awakened so early. Sorry, Ellie, we have a lot of work to do. So I'm waking everyone up early, the contractor said. Ellie's garage door rolled up, and she stretched and rolled out to the meeting place. Outside was a vehicle she hadn't met before. Hello, I'm Ellie. Ellie welcomed the new vehicle. Hi, I'm Connor. The crane answered. You look a little like me, but your arm bends down towards the ground. Ellie replied with a laugh. I was going to say, you look like me, but your arm stands straight up. Eventually, Ellie and Connor were joined by Danny and Dory, the dump trucks, Ronald, the roller, and Dizzy, the cement mixer. Dizzy perked right up when she noticed a new face. Hi, I'm Dizzy. What's your name? You're really going to like it here. We all get along really well. I hope I get a chance to work with you soon. I only really get to do the projects when we need to use concrete. Ellie and Danny are lucky. They get to be a part of almost every single project. What did you say your name was? Connor felt a little surprised by Dizzy's early morning energy. And since he knew she was just being friendly, he answered, My name is Connor. I hope I get a chance to work with you, too. He kind of looks like Ellie. And he's just as calm and kind as she is, too, Dory the dump truck observed. You're right, Ronald and Danny chimed in. Welcome, all the vehicles said together. While the construction vehicles shared their guesses as to what the new project might be, the contractor joined them. Good morning, everyone. I hope you've introduced yourselves to Connor the Crane. He's the newest member of our crew. And he will be especially helpful in our new project. We are building a bridge. This will take a lot of time and effort and cooperation. For today, Ellie, we'll need you to clear out an area for the foundation. Danny and Dory, you'll haul the dirt away. Dizzy, you'll be busy making the piles for the bridge. And Connor, you'll put them in place and then secure them. Ronald, we'll need you later. Then with a smile, the contractor said, "Okay, let's get started." The construction crew traveled to the site of the bridge. It would be crossing a wide river. "Wow, this is a big project," Ellie said, looking at the river. Dizzy nodded, speechless for a moment. Then she said, "Well, let's get started." Everyone agreed and got moving. Dizzy poured more piles that Connor would need to place in the water. Ellie scooped out the dirt so that Dizzy would be able to pour a sturdy bridge foundation. Danny and Dory took turns waiting for Ellie to fill their beds. The crane watched patiently. He had some piles ready to go, so he could start as soon as the others were ready for him. When Ellie had made enough room, Connor rolled over to the water's edge and picked up a pile. The crane stretched his arm out, dangling the pile in front of him. Connor slowly moved the pile down into the water. When he was sure it was securely placed, the crane picked up another one. Connor reached a little further and set the next pile down. After picking up another pile, once again, Connor stretched out his arm beyond the last pile to lower one more. After the crane had placed all the piles he could reach from the shore, Connor began tapping them all into place. Meanwhile, Ellie, Dory, and Danny had finished their tasks and watched patiently as Connor and Dizzy completed theirs. Dizzy had finished pouring the piles and had moved on to creating the supports for the bridge ramp. Before long, all the vehicles had finished the day's tasks. Dizzy yawned as she rolled away from the river. Connor smiled at the rest of the crew and said, "I think that's all we can do today." Ellie nodded. Then the crew heard a familiar horn in the distance, announcing that it was bedtime. Ellie, Connor, Dizzy, Dory, and Danny rumbled their way back to their garages. As the team drove back, each vehicle wished everyone well and thought of all they had to be grateful for. Ellie and Connor felt grateful the team had accepted their newest member easily. Danny, Dory, and Dizzy felt thankful they had another great project. Everyone felt thankful to have a wonderful new member on the team. As they reached the center of the yard, the vehicles heard, "Danny, Dory, time for bed." Dory and Danny slowed their motors and crawled into their garages. They took a deep breath. In and out. As and settled in for the night. Dizzy, time for bed, the horn said. Dizzy said, good night, everyone, and rumbled into her garage. The little concrete mixer squeezed herself tight and then relaxed. She took a deep breath in and out. Finally, the horn called, Ellie, Connor, time for bed. Ellie crept to her garage. She was ready for a good rest. Connor pulled into a new garage right next to Ellie. The little excavator and the crane took a deep breath in and out. Their minds quieted. The garage doors slowly closed as the excavator, the crane, the mixer, and dump trucks closed their eyes and fell asleep, knowing tomorrow would bring more fun. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.